Welcome to the Point of View mini stories for The Role of Media One. Let's get started. Same story, but different time frames. Our first one, as always, we'll start with the past 20 years ago. 20 years ago, there was an English teacher named AJ. One day, he went to English class, and one student named Aki complained. He said, AJ, your class sucks. It's boring. AJ was surprised. He asked the class, is this the prevailing attitude? Is this the prevailing opinion? Do you all agree? They all shouted together, yes, you suck. Then they attacked AJ. They hit him and beat him. They threw him out of the room and shouted, you are barred from this class. Never come back. AJ was sad, but he decided to get revenge. He decided to fight again, so he joined a ninja school to learn how to fight. He said to the ninja teacher, I want to learn to kill someone with a knife and a sword. The teacher said, AJ, your conceptions of the means of ninja fighting are old and wrong. Contemporary American ninjas use guns. Then he began to teach AJ how to fight and how to use guns like a ninja. He yelled, don't stand rigidly. Make your body soft and flexible. Every day, AJ practiced. Finally, he was ready. He was strong and dangerous. The teacher said, AJ, counterpose your old self to your new self. Then you were weak. Now you are strong! AJ said, yes, master. I am strong. I am now ready to destroy my evil English class. As AJ walked out the door, the master yelled, keep to your ninja methods and destroy them all. All right. Very good. Let's do it again. This time, we're going to start with the phrase, since last month. You ready? Since last month. Let's do it. All right, there's a teacher named AJ. Since last month, he has gone to his English class. And every day, Aki has complained. Aki has said, AJ, your class sucks. It's boring. AJ has always been sad. He's always been surprised. Well, finally, one day, he asked the class, is this the prevailing opinion? Do you all agree? Well, they all agreed. They all shouted together, yes, you suck. Then they attacked AJ. They threw him out of the room and shouted, you are barred from this class. Never come back. AJ was sad, but he decided to get revenge. So he joined a ninja school to learn how to fight. He said to the ninja teacher, I want to learn to kill someone with a knife and a sword. The teacher said, your conceptions of the means of ninja fighting are old and wrong. Contemporary American ninjas use guns. He then began to teach AJ how to fight and how to use guns like a ninja. Every day, he would yell, don't stand rigidly. Make your body soft and flexible. Every day, AJ practiced. Finally, he was ready. He was strong and dangerous. The teacher said, counterpose your old self to your new self. Before you were weak, now you are strong. AJ said, yes, master. I am strong. I am now ready to destroy my evil English class. As AJ walked out the door, the master yelled, keep to your ninja training. Keep to your ninja methods and destroy them all. All right, now it's time for our third version, going to the future. Let's imagine this is a movie idea or maybe a dream, okay? So we're thinking about the future. I have a dream and I'm thinking this is going to happen. This is going to happen to me. So one day, AJ will go to English class. One of the students, named Aki, will complain. He'll say, AJ, Your class sucks. It's boring. AJ will be surprised. He'll ask the class, is this the prevailing opinion? Do you all agree? They'll all shout together, yes, you suck! Then they'll attack AJ. They'll throw him out of the room and they'll shout, you are barred from this class. Never come back. AJ is going to be sad. He'll decide to get revenge, though. So he'll join a ninja school to learn how to fight. He'll say to the ninja teacher, I want to learn to kill someone with a knife and a sword. But the teacher's going to say, look, your conceptions of the means of ninja fighting are old and wrong. Contemporary American ninjas use guns. He'll then begin to teach AJ how to fight and how to use guns like a ninja. He'll yell, don't stand rigidly. Make your body soft and flexible. Every day, AJ will practice. Finally, he'll be ready. He'll be strong and dangerous. The teacher's gonna say, counterpose your old self to your new self. Then you were weak, now you are strong. AJ will say, yes, master, I am strong. I am now ready to destroy my evil English class. Now, as AJ walks out the door, the master will say, keep to your ninja methods and destroy them all. Okay, that is all for our POV, point of view stories. Please pause now. Go back, listen to version number one, right? This is the past tense, 20 years ago. Listen to it and then stop and try to tell all of the story yourself using the past tense. Then listen to the second one. The second one is a mix. It usually is a mix. You've probably noticed, right? There'll be a little bit of present perfect, actually, you know, have gone, have been. And then there'll also be a good amount of the past. So you want to begin that one with since last month, right? AJ has gone to his English class since last month. The student has complained, etc. Listen to it and then try to tell it yourself. And finally, listen to the third version about the future. Listen to it, stop, try to tell it yourself in the future. Okay, listen for those ol sounds, right? AJ-ol, AJ-ol. We don't say usually AJ-will. That's written English. But in speaking, we just add that ol sound. AJ-ol go to the store. AJ-ol go to the store. AJ-will go to the store. We just AJ-ol, ol. So listen for that. Also listen for gonna. Gonna means going to. And that's also for the future, spoken future. All right, good luck. Listen to these many times, if necessary, until they feel natural and easy. And then move on, listen to the article, and listen to the article many times. Okay, see you next time. Bye-bye.